Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, it's time for the draft. Break down all the winners and losers and what the hell is going on. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
What is up, everybody? We are live right here on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. Like and subscribe and telling your friends and maybe even your enemies about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we have a draft to go over. And we're going to break it all down for you right now. What's up, everybody? I am Josh Tariff. You might be wondering, hey, why am I all by myself at this desk? Because we have more space in the studio than we normally show you, and we want to use it. So over at the reporter desk, it's Miss Gabby Loren.
I'm loving my new digs. Hey, guys.
And over in the other corner, because he knows what he did.
Yep.
It's Tom Connolly.
Yo, yo. We're here.
Woo! What the hell was that? You're just, I have so much more space.
I know. Look, I can, like, lounge. I can, like, you know, put my feet up. This is awesome.
Like, little did anyone know how much space we have in this studio. We're like, why don't we try something? And this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Chat roll, love to know what you think of the spread outlook with everyone getting their own solo shots. I mean, we can go back to Gabby now and see that there she is. She doesn't have to have either of us, you know, get in the way of her shot. Yep. And we'll go to Tom.
Yep.
And there's Tom right there.
Right here.
Right lounging, there.
Still.
And then look at me. Just me. All right.
I don't know if you guys want to do that.
Yeah. Hide your eyes.
My eyes are burning.
Yeah, now Gabby has to look directly at me the entire time.
Yeah,
so.
Is this a good idea? I'm not so sure anymore.
This was your punishment for not being here.
It sounds like it. Oops.
So, hey guys, we had a draft.
We did.
We had a very unique, trying our best to be like a sports draft.
I mean, how were they trying? I mean, they kind of tried. I mean, they could have. We kind of talked about it last week. I feel like I was like, who are these executives that are going to be, you know.
What do you mean, who are these executives?
Well, they kept talking about it, like executives from USA and Fox and, mm-hmm. you know, all these celebrities that were going to be, like, apparently weighing in.
Do you want to personally meet them? Is that, like, why you're upset about
this? Kind of? I just thought it was weird. I wasn't expecting what they did, I guess.
You weren't expecting someone in the Raw executive room to have Ultimate Warrior face paint on?
No.
And just be super hyper with their draft picks?
I wasn't expecting them to stay in that room for 4 days straight, either, to come back on Raw in the same exact room, same wardrobe and everything.
Ooh, is that what happened? Attention to detail.
Yes.
I mean, I thought it was... Who were they calling?
They were calling the agents of the superstars.
Okay, all right, sure.
It's like that third party that handles the draft. So
right.
It's like you report who you want on Fox. USA reports who they want. And then that middleman is like, all right, these are the results.
I just think if they wanted to make it more like a real draft, it should have been, okay, at the end of the first match, which we'll get into.
Yep.
You know, Rollins, Reigns. Okay. Raw, you get the first pick. You got 5 minutes. From that time, either we go to commercial break while they're on their time, or, you know, we have another match happening or something to where we get, you know, everybody has, like, a time limit of, like, we're going to pick this one. And then, like, it's just going constantly all night. Even if it's not on the stage, like, I didn't like that we had no reactions of people.
Right, because I agree with you, because one main thing with it was, you know, say... Okay, we have these rounds picks in for Raw and SmackDown. Raw selects Seth Rollins. Well, what if that pick SmackDown had was Seth Rollins?
Exactly.
Oh, now we got to scramble and think of someone else to pick.
I'm just curious, now that we've had Friday night SmackDown on Fox and Monday night Raw, what are your guys' opinions of the overall draft from what we know so far? And you guys at home, too. So if you're tuning in, listening, comment, let us know. Are you feeling the draft? Do you like the picks for each network and each show? I'm just curious because I'm kind of having a problem with this. Not gonna lie,
I'm intrigued. Like I have the full rosters as of now for each show, which we'll get into in a little bit. Because what we're gonna do this week, because this is a SmackDown recap show, so we do have to recap what happened on SmackDown. We're probably gonna do that fairly quickly, and then just dive into everything in this draft as far as who was on SmackDown, the left, who we got from Raw, mm-hmm. who we think might be a sleeper, who are we. Happy with, disappointed with, etc. But, like, Tom, you were saying the first match on SmackDown was Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the show of respect between the two.
Yeah.
As we got it going with the fist bump, and then they were like 2/3 of one of the greatest wrestling groups of all time.
Well, that was nice that they did that, because it would be stupid to ignore the fact that they had worked together at one point.
I was waiting for them to be like, know? Two of the most destructive people in one faction ever. There was never a third person in this group ever.
Well, forget about that person.
But like when you say 2/3, then it's like, oh wait, I now remember that one person. Yeah. It was like both of them worked together in the shield. Fine, done. But these guys have a great match because they told the story beautifully of they know each other so well because they're so close. So they kept countering each other. Mm-hmm. Lots of stalemates in this match. Towards the end, by the way, there's no mention at all in this match of the Seth Rollins Bray Wyatt Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, no.
No mention at all. We're at this point supposed to forget it happened. Mm-hmm. As the match is getting ready to go to the end, Rollins going for the stomp. Lights go out. Bray shows up from underneath the ring and grabs Rollins, drags him under.
He took him to hell.
Well, Rollins then eventually jumped out, and Roman Reigns was gone.
Yeah.
He did not help his friend.
not at all.
Didn't? This is very much like a scary movie to me. You know where, like, you think something's under your bed, and you don't want to look?
Yeah.
I feel but as though Bray
fiend. It's the fiend.
Yeah, the fiend is under your bed, and that's exactly what happened. He's pulling you down under. Mm. Scary.
I think it would have been... People liked it, I think, already, but if he would have went after Reigns, at least it would have been like, okay, we don't know what show he's going to be on, so he's going after whoever. It doesn't matter. Like, he doesn't care who he goes after.
Yeah. But, and the fact that it's your friend being attacked in the middle of your match, okay, well, now I should stick up for my friend.
Yeah, it's okay.
Quick question from the booth.
Yes, Josh in the booth.
Has Seth been the only person to escape from hell? Because I feel like every time someone got dragged into the ring, they never came out. I feel like Seth was the first time that someone actually got out of it.
You might be right. I feel like there was some time where someone got out, but they were just covered in blood.
I feel like maybe like Diesel, too. Remember he was like dragged down once by Undertaker a long time ago?
And he was reaching out.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I think he started reaching out and got pulled back.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. I mean, we never seen anyone just jump out like that.
No. Like, wow, he got very springy under the ring.
Yeah. And what did you think of, like, Wyatt, like...
Just peeking out again?
His head up. I was like, why are the lights on, though? Like, why? Where is his creepy lights? I think it was, like, they missed their cue. And then, like, he already had his head up, and they were like, well, we're just going to leave it like it is. And then we're just going to keep going.
Well, maybe. Yeah. That, I don't know about that. Mm. But that's how that whole segment ended. So we didn't get an official winner, but... Since Rollins was attacked first, technically, Rollins won by disqualification. So that's what started the draft order for Raw. But now as we go into the other matches, because again, the draft part, we're going to save once we run through all the matches. We have a quick little promo from Baron Corbin talking about the kind of king he'll be on whichever show he'll end up on. And this leads to King Corbin versus... Shorty Gable.
Oh my gosh. Are we really doing this?
Looks like it.
I'm going to throw this to the two of you. Why?
Gabby, you can go first.
I wish I had the answer. maybe because Eric Bischoff is no longer working at WWE.
Whoa!
Just kidding.
Do you like the name Shorty Gable?
Shorty Gable? No, I don't.
Do they really think that's going to help him get a better response?
How he's sticking up, you know, to the bully, and now he's like now he's the butt of the joke again.
Well, here's the thing. When he got introduced to Shorty Gable, all of a sudden it was done. I'm like, wait, did I miss something to Hell in a Cell? Did he lose his match and then was forced as a stipulation to have his name changed to Shorty?
No, he didn't.
He won and chose to change his name.
But he was just like, if you want, who cares? You can call me Shorty Gable. Like, it wasn't, I'm going by Shorty Gable now.
And so it wasn't like an official decision?
No. Well, it was an official decision by them.
Apparently to everyone else, because the ring announcer and the commentators and the Titantron, they all said Shorty Gable.
Yeah. He must have done something very wrong for WWE to make that decision.
I don't know, because he's so... He's such a good wrestler. You don't have to have everyone just focus on his height.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, if anything, it's going to come down to a weird match they're going to have where whoever wins, you know, either if he wins, he's not Shorty Gable anymore. And, Baron, or, you know, Corbin can't call himself King Corbin. It's probably the match they're going to have.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? Or, like, if Corbin wins, then, you know, he's got to kiss his feet and he's, you know, the shortest Gable now. I don't know.
He's shorter Gable.
Yeah.
During the match itself, we had STD chance for Corbin. The Rock was what? Right? It stuck. Mm-hmm. And but Corbin wins with the end of days. And, yeah, Shorty came up short.
I know. Like, but then it's like also like now he's just like he's losing just to him again.
Yeah. Like, what is the point of it? Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Brock Lesnar.
We'll have to deal with it.
Yeah. But Brock Lesnar, guys, this is, like, huge because this marked two consecutive weeks that Brock Lesnar was on television.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time that happened?
Well, now he has to show up because all of these UFC fighters are coming into WWE.
I guess,
hot.
Yeah.
And if he decides not to show up a certain week or be limiting with his time in WWE, they could just be like, all right, peace. We got all these other people. Now there's competition.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm not against – the champion does not have to be there every single week.
Mm.
But if Lesnar's there twice a month, I'm okay with him being champion. If he's going to be around,
yeah.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
If this is the last we're going to see him, and then we'll have Crown Jewel and be gone for 2 months,
yeah.
No, I don't want that at all.
Yeah, if we're not going to see him until the Rumble, then
right.
Waste of time.
But so,
what do you think of the match being for the championship now? Well, originally it wasn't, and then they changed it.
Well, Cain Velasquez clearly, you know, earned his way to be number one contender.
I mean, all you have to do is be Dominic's godfather.
And beat Brock and beat Brock Lesnar in a different sport 9 years ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, he definitely earned something by doing that.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman talking about normal human beings have nightmares about their fears. Brock was conquered in 2010 by Cain Velasquez, and he has no excuses, but... At Crown Jewel, Brock will conquer Velasquez. He's interrupted by Rey Mysterio and Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez does not speak English.
He does. Yeah.
Okay.
I watched him.
Then why didn't he speak any English during this promo?
It's because he has people in his corner, just like Heyman is in the corner of Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar speaks perfect English, but he chooses not to speak, and Paul Heyman speaks on behalf of him.
Are we saying Rey Mysterio is Cain Velasquez is Paul Heyman?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? In a way. And it's really awesome. In a much different way.
So Mysterio translates for Kane, saying... He said he'll give Brock a matching scar on the other side of his face.
Okay.
And that was that.
All right, let's get on to the next.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not excited for this at all.
No.
Like, I don't care about the match. I don't know how, I mean, either Brock just destroys him or we have a new champion because it seems real weird that you're going to have this guy come in his first match and he's going to lose.
Well, okay, here's the thing, too. I like that WWE brought these guys and Cain Velasquez and another person.
Tyson Fury.
Yeah, Tyson Fury. From, like, at the point where we're doing drafts and SmackDown's moving to Fox. But I also find it interesting that their first, like, major matches are at Crown Jewel.
Well...
So, yeah, well, definitely money. Politics, but it's like, what goes down in these meeting rooms that make them decide these things? Like, we want the baddest UFC people in our, you know, ring here in Saudi Arabia. Is that what goes down? Is there any decision making that, like, did they bring these UFC people in because Saudi Arabia, like, wants it to be, like, the biggest, baddest
show?
Yes. They want the biggest names. No. And, I mean, Tyson Fury, he's from Australia?
No, England.
England.
Yeah.
But he's undefeated heavyweight boxer. Oh, so an international boxer. And then you have, you know, international UFC star. Mm-hmm. Plus then... You have Hogan, you have Flair, you know. So
well, they're like
just
all,
bringing all the names of all the combat sports they can.
Yeah. Well, also from everything we've at least heard or reported was they want the nostalgia.
Yes.
Like, they literally wanted Yokozuna to wrestle. Yokozuna passed away.
A long time ago.
Like, they wanted, I'm trying to think who else they wanted to wrestle, but they want, like, all these old people from the 90s. And you're like, well, either they're not around, they don't wrestle anymore, or they're just not popular. They don't even work for us anymore.
When you say they, you're talking about Saudi Arabia,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's so many cooks in the kitchen right now because with Fox now in the game and then USA Network probably trying to make demands because they have competition in a way. I just wonder, like, what everyone's feedback is. Like, oh, we want this person. Because the draft is probably legitimately happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like, I mean, this is legit.
I think as far as, yeah, like, you know, who they really want, or at least star power, they want to make sure that they have people on their show that people are going to want to tune in and watch.
But I do have to say, and I'm sure we'll get to it later, that I'm not really sure how much star power SmackDown's getting. I think we're getting ripped off, but that's my opinion.
Ooh,
we'll get tease.
That was a tease right there. That's what we're calling the biz, a tease.
Tease, for sure.
How about some six-man tag team action?
Yep, with a former WWE champion, not upset at all that he lost the belt the week before.
He's perfectly content that he lost to Brock Lesnar in 5 seconds. We don't have any promo explaining how he felt or anything. It's just another day in the office for the New Day versus the OC.
Man.
What?
They don't even want to address it because they're so bummed out.
I mean,
I think
I get,
that's what's happening.
They did the really nice, you know, Susan G. Komen promo before the New Day did that. So
they're WWE's best hype people.
Right.
They have to do these things.
No. I'm saying I was perfectly fine with that, and that was good. So I can understand how they decided not to go from that to then them going to the ring and then cutting another promo, but switching gears. But
I don't think they had time either.
Yeah, but what you could have done is do a video recap of essentially the entire match last week and then go back and saying, talking about what has been going through Kofi's mind on the commentary, at least.
I feel like at least what we're getting is this crown jewel, like, is happening. They need, you know, big players for it. So it's almost like we're – I think for the next – until that show's over, it's like we're on pause. Like, things are happening.
Oh, sure. That's how it always is with the Saudi Arabia shows.
But also, like, I don't – why, though?
Because they paid them a lot of money.
I know that, but, I mean, you could still have the storylines going into the show. I think we're going to have either Lesnar, Kofi at Survivor Series or something, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I mean, this six-man tag team match, it was fun. A great ending sequence with AJ Styles and Kofi.
Yeah.
Ending with a Trouble in Paradise. Kofi gets to win for New Day.
I really thought after this, I was like, oh, New Day is going to Raw.
Yeah, I thought, oh, we're going to have Kofi and AJ feud for the U.S. title now.
That's what I thought.
Well, I'm glad they're not.
Yeah.
And then we get into the main event of SmackDown, Women's Championship, new champion Charlotte defending against Bayley. Now, before we get into the match with everything, I want to show this clip that happened right in this very room just over a month ago. We were all chatting about something.
Mm-hmm. The hugger. She's the nice.
Yeah.
She's, in her mind, but she's the good guy.
The posters don't say hugger anymore. They say role model, which is going to be a transition to heel.
But
I'm
like
ready.
That.
I'm ready for a hip-hop remix of her theme. You know, it's going to be a little slower.
I like last
night. We won't
night
have the wacky inflatable people.
I saw someone was like, I can't wait till she takes a knife to those things.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, Dodgy Claire in the chat role says when she rips the Bayley buddies, then she's a heel.
Yeah.
That's the wacky inflatable people.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yep. Something's going to happen.
I think she needs like a chainsaw.
I actually
all right, we can stop that now.
Either.
That's all we needed there. Another edition of They Listen.
They listen. Plus, you didn't include this part, but I remember also specifically saying I did not like the ponytail. So, ponytail came down too.
Ponytail came down as well, which leads, you know,
what's funny?
Yes.
Watching it, I didn't realize she cut her hair until the end of the match.
Are you serious?
I just didn't, like, I was looking at it, but I think because it was like a hoodie she had on, so I wasn't really, it was black, so I was like, oh, okay.
Well,
then she takes it down.
And the thing is, even though I'm going by Josh Tariff on this show, that doesn't mean we still don't have Christian's closet.
Uh-oh.
And Bayley hops on Christian's closet. Good to me. One reason for the hair. The short, jet black haircut. That just screams heel.
I think it looks good, though.
It looks great.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
But then to top it off, her ring attire, all that came to me when I saw it. I know Josh in the booth is getting a photo of it as we speak. All that I saw with it, if we zoom in, it is AEW colors. And Bayley is an AEW font.
Yeah.
It is the same color scheme, the same font scheme. So I don't know if this is like a shot at them or just like, hey, we're all getting along and we're doing all this too.
I don't think. I saw a picture of it was her with the championship on.
Uh-huh.
And it was like A, and they circled it, and it was like AEW. For the A
in the Bayley. And the Bayley and the W.
The belt is a W.
I don't know, but I mean, it was a new look. It was honestly like it was kind of like an evil, but a little on the sexy side look.
Yeah,
with the short haircut. Mm. And yeah, I don't remember the last time Bayley got in Christmas closet, but she did it.
She
congrats
kind of
to you.
Reminds me of like a Joan Jett.
A little bit, right? Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
With that edginess and her eye makeup, even to complement her hairstyle.
Yeah.
So yeah, wow. I mean, if this was Bayley heel, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was at first before she started like cutting down the inflatable things. Like you were just kind of like, oh, okay, we're getting what's happening here.
And she slaughtered them.
Yeah,
slaughtered them. And then we get into the match.
Can I just say something
please.
Really fast? Someone in the chat roll, I have no idea who you are, but welcome. Lou P.O. 316 says...
Oh, he's in the chat a lot.
Oh, he goes, Christian, I work for WWE. We take most of your ideas.
As I should. I don't know who
Hi,
Christian.
Lou.
I don't know who Christian might be. My name is Josh now, so,
so
I don't know who you're talking about.
Introduce yourself, Lou P.U.
Lou P.U. And by the way, shout out to Dodgy Claire, who we mentioned in that clip, who also said it in the chat roll.
Yeah.
Predicted it at the same time. Bayley and Charlotte, I thought this match was a lot better than Hell in a Cell match, personally.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this match. Mm-hmm. And eventually, Bayley rolls up Charlotte while she's trying to put on the figure eight, gets the win. We have a new champion, even though she was only not the champion for about 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Bayley reclaims it. Hops on the announce table, poses. Then, as SmackDown gets ready to go off the air, she grabs a mic and says, hey, bitches, screw all of you.
Yeah, because all of the commentators pretty much instantly reacted and said, what did she just say?
Like, this is Bayley we're talking about, right?
Yep. I thought I heard that, too, but it was kind of cut off, wasn't it?
Well, it was just the I think it was just weird because they...
The replay was still going.
Yeah, the replay was happening as she said it, so I think they just didn't cut to her fast enough.
Right, which is a good thing.
But I think it was better. I think it actually worked better, because then you were kind of like, whoa, wait, what's happening? What's going on right now?
Right, because essentially it was just like, oh, wait, she got a microphone. We didn't notice. Type two.
Are you allowed to say that word on Fox?
Oh, yeah.
I mean... Yeah, well,
there's no FCC rules against that.
Well, it depends on the time. So this was at like 9:55.
Yeah, but I think you could. I think bitches.
I thought it was like
say.
After 10 o'clock or something.
No, like after 10 o'clock, you can say more words.
Yeah, there's a word you can say that rhymes with quit.
Well, but also 10. Like, I mean, really? I don't know if you watched AEW this week, but or last week, but Jericho was cursing on that show, and that was at 8:30.
But that's on cable.
Oh yeah.
That's cable.
I guess it was. Yeah.
So they have a little more,
and they're TV-14. So
yeah,
but yeah,
yeah, and I think we've heard other superstars recently curse too. Mm-hmm. That just happened in the ring.
Yeah,
with one of the male superstars,
probably Randy Orton.
Probably.
Yeah, it was probably. During a promo.
He usually does that. Okay, well, that's what happened on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Let's jump into this draft, shall we?
All right.
It is Fox.
See, they didn't have good music like this though.
As we break down the 2019 WWE draft for Raw and SmackDown, we're only going to really talk about SmackDown because that's the show that matters.
Yeah.
But I'm going to run down just a list of the names first, real quick. And I have it divided up between just men, women, and tag teams.
Okay.
So first off, men that were drafted. Brock, Nakamura, Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt, Strowman, Kofi, Dan O'Brien, Ali, Miz, Corbin, Shorty Gable, Elias, Apollo Crews, Drew Gulak, and Heath Slater. Those were the singles male competitors.
Okay.
Tag teams were The Revival, the other members of New Day, Dolph Ziggler, Robert Roode, Lucha House Party, Heavy Machinery, and the B-Team.
Okay.
Women, Bayley, Sasha, Lacey Evans, Tamina, Carmella, and what was announced before we went on the air today, a blockbuster trade happened where SmackDown received the rights to Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross for future considerations.
Which is what? A cop-out. Cop-out
on their
part.
Please elaborate on what that even means.
It means that when they mess up and they want to change someone, then they're going to be like, oh, guess what? Remember, Raw had two Rawhead picks from before, from 7 months ago.
So they're interchangeable?
Well,
it's the same thing as being a free agent.
I know.
Well, if they're treating it like the other sports, when this happens, it's draft considerations, which could essentially mean if they're planning on doing another draft pretty much exactly a year from now, if they wanted to bring it back and be like, oh, well, remember when we made that trade? Mm. Well, now we take this third round pick from SmackDown. Mm.
Yeah, but a year from now, they'll probably do a whole entire new draft.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, during that, they would...
But then they would take, like, this extra pick from SmackDown.
First.
Draft compensation pick, essentially. So if they have another draft, say... So thinking of NFL terms right here. Mm-hmm. If a player gets traded, I believe his worth or something like that. If a person is valued at a third round draft pick, say player-wise, and if they get traded within the season, I think it's equated to maybe the fourth round or the fifth round.
Right. I mean, it depends on how – I mean, there was a big trade in the NFL today where the Rams got two future first-round draft picks for one guy. So, I mean, if they're trying to relate it and try to make it more sports-like, it would end up being something like that. But it's probably going to be what you were saying. Yeah. In a couple months, all of a sudden, this person's going to randomly show up on Raw and be like, oh, that was part of that trade.
Yeah.
And how did you like the Fox roundtable in between talking about who they would draft? And most of them were gone, like already passed away. Did you
most
see that?
Most of them were passed away?
They already drafted.
Oh!
They're not like dead at the table.
I'm like, wait,
which people
though? You're talking about
like Renee Young and them?
No. She's talking about the NFL crew when they said if you were able to draft somebody. They're just picking their favorite all-time
like
wrestlers.
They're like Andre the Giant.
Oh, yeah.
All of them were...
Yes, like it wasn't them, anybody new.
Yeah, they're all people that, like, died.
Well, because I think the question was, if you were to have one draft pick of all time, who would you pick?
Of all time, great. But it's come on, you guys. Let's be relevant here. It was just funny.
I just thought all that stuff was cheesy. Like, I don't
I
think,
it was so funny.
I don't think it helped them at all.
No, not at all.
I don't think it helped Fox. I don't think it helped USA.
I honestly thought the Fox ones, though, at least some of them seemed more into it than the USA ones.
Yeah.
Like on Raw when they had the soccer.
Uh-huh.
Like, nothing against them. They had no idea what they were talking about with it.
Yeah. But also, it's like, I get you're trying to integrate into these networks, but, like, I don't see... people that watch Raw and SmackDown are watching Beverly Hills Housewives, where it's like they're weighing in on who they think. Like, it's like, I don't even know who these people are.
But if you do, make sure you check out the AfterBuzz for that.
I'm sure there is one, yes.
Oh, there is.
But yeah, I just thought those things were all corny. It wasn't anybody that was, like, genuine, I thought, to be like, oh, they really like wrestling. So, I don't know. It just – if that all fell flat. I thought the room of people, executives – was weird and awkward, and I don't know.
Let's get into who we're going to be dealing with now. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, I can also, if you like, I can run off to people who have yet to be drafted or sign with a team.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, that's a crazy list.
So,
I think.
So this list alone, I would have a show with the list of people who were not drafted.
Mm-hmm.
We have, as far as singles, males. We have Cesaro.
I can't believe
he's not drafted.
I think Cesaro's going to NXT.
Luke Harper.
He's going home because they don't want to do anything with him.
Mojo Rawley.
Okay, he's I don't know what he's doing.
AOP.
I thought they were showing up on Raw after Viking Warriors won the belts.
Hawkins and Ryder.
Okay.
Usos.
That's insane.
Hardys. Sheamus.
Hardys I can see.
Leo Rush, who's the new Cruiserweight champion.
Well, why is he even on the list? He's in NXT.
Well, if we have other cruiserweights that are on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, but they're not even doing cruiserweight stuff on Raw and SmackDown.
Maybe they'll just have like one appearance every 4 months.
Maybe. We also have the Ascension and the Colognes. They are still employed.
Yep.
Cain Velasquez.
Okay.
He did sign. women. Dana Brooke. The Iconics.
Yeah.
Sarah Logan, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Ruby Riott, Nia Jax, Mickie James, Naomi.
Yeah. There are so many
people
on this list.
There's so many people that are still not on a show.
Yeah.
They're not all going to NXT.
And I just thought some of these draft picks were just insane. If you really would, if you're really drafting people to your show, whoever him,
who was drafted
Humberto?
Who's drafted Humberto Carrillo before Samoa Joe?
Yeah, or Cesaro or anybody else on this list. I haven't watched 205 Live, so I'm sure the guy's fine.
He's a very talented wrestler.
But also, I think it's weird that they would put Andrade and Rey Mysterio and him on the same show.
Yeah,
and they're trying to reach, you know.
And you know, I got, because last
different
week,
demographics.
Last week, Tom and I, Gabby, we gave our four superstars that we wanted to be on SmackDown. Two of mine got on. The other two that did not were Andrade and Kevin Owens. And when I hear Charlotte gets drafted to Raw, I'm like, we lost Charlotte? Mm-hmm. That means we're going to lose Andrade.
Yep.
Sure enough, Andrade goes around. Wait a minute. That means we lose Zelina, yep. Which means we lose Aleister Black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just a domino effect.
Yeah. It was like, let's keep all the couples on Raw except for Carmella and Corey Graves.
Well, they moved. No, Carmella's on SmackDown.
No, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
I meant like they kept, like all the couples went to Raw. And then everyone else was like, all right, you're all going to SmackDown. Oh, you're not together? Sorry.
So
you're single? Loser, see ya.
So who do we feel that SmackDown lost was the biggest loss? Because there were a few.
Charlotte, I think, is a real big one.
Oh.
Yeah,
I mean Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I mean, those I think are easily the two biggest.
Kevin Owens for me is huge. Mm. Of course, Andrade and Zelina Vega.
Yeah.
I think losing AJ Styles, who's an
well, he was on Raw.
Yeah, but I mean, in general, like
him not getting him at all.
Him not getting on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. And then Ricochet. Come on, Ricochet? Like, Booker T said this in between wrestling matches tonight, or not tonight, Friday when it aired, that, you know, Ricochet is one of the best wrestlers right now on the WWE roster in general. So it is a major loss to Friday Night SmackDown. Mm-hmm.
The thing with that, though, is I don't see them putting Ricochet and Ali on the same show.
Yeah.
But then,
I'd rather get Ali if we're going
to
really.
Yes. If I had to pick between one or the other, I'd go with Ali.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what the deal is also between the new UFC signee that we have, Cain Velasquez? Is he a free agent?
As of right now, he's a free agent.
Okay, yeah. So here's what's weird. So now we have Rey Mysterio on Raw.
This is one that made no sense.
Yeah.
And they're partner.
Yeah, yeah. He's like his mouthpiece, and now he's on SmackDown.
He's a mouthpiece. Exactly. So does that mean that Kane or
I said earlier, I think it's until Crown Jewel's over,
everyone's
still going to be on the different shows. There's not going to be a brand exclusivity yet.
Because
if we're going to have Rollins and The Fiend.
Yeah, because why would the number one first round pick for SmackDown be wrestling for the Raw Universal Championship?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if Rey Mysterio is feuding with Brock Lesnar, who's the SmackDown champion, why the hell is he on Raw?
Yeah.
And naturally, they put more people on Raw because it's a 3-hour show.
Which is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, looking at the names, to me, I would prefer to watch the Raw, even though I know our SmackDown storylines are better.
Yeah. I think, first off, they established the rules, like, at the day of.
Yeah.
They need to establish the rules weeks before. I think champions should not be drafted.
They shouldn't even bother being in the draft, because no one was surprised by
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Like, that's a waste of a pick, I think.
Well, and then also the women. The women, I think, are a terrible choice for us. We are losing so many great people. We're losing Alexa. Well, I mean, I know that they decided on, like, third-party
thing.
Yeah,
we got Alexa and Nikki Cross.
Yeah,
kind
back
of,
now.
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, they're back, at least. They're here.
So, yeah, but then you lose Charlotte Flair. You lose Becky Lynch, who we've been watching for so long now. Mm-hmm. She was champion
but also, I think
for
it was like,
many days last year.
It was obvious she was Raw champion.
Yeah, she was Raw. That one was obvious. The bigger thing besides Charlotte,
who is what? This is Fox. This is a big deal.
Which is why it shocks me, besides Charlotte, that we lost Asuka and Kairi Sane and Liv Morgan, who's supposed to debut. They were, you know, like preparing us for whatever this was going to be.
From what I think now, at least she sent out some kind of tweet about, like, getting rid of a kingdom or something. I mean, I think when she left, she was kind of feud with Charlotte. I think they're bringing her back to feud with Charlotte to start with whenever she comes back. I don't know. I'm just saying at least they're on the same show. They can continue that story that started on SmackDown.
I just think for women, it's not like women heavy. We have Bayley and Sasha, who we'll see what happens with them.
Yep.
They're always together. Then there's Lacey Evans, Tamina, and Carmella. So what are we going to do with these ladies? I just don't find it. There's not that many right now.
Really need to do is we need to take Lacey Evans off TV for about 3 to 5 weeks. And then we need interviews with her and make her a damn baby face.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like they are now because of what happened last night.
She's a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
She's a mother.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the SmackDown roster, it's going to be Alexa Bliss as the top female babyface.
Yeah.
And you can make Lacey Evans into a great babyface because she's very athletic.
Mm-hmm. I know Bayley would have good matches.
I don't want her to be babyface.
Well, I've talked about her on the show. I don't like that character at all, and she's definitely still green. But I think she would be far better as a babyface than this weird heel character.
I don't mind her heel character. I just maybe think there needs to be more character development as the heel. I don't think she's a bad heel. Maybe she just needs to dive deeper into those promo classes. You know, and then over time with the audience, she'll improve.
Over time, she came up with this. They gave her this gimmick because she started out as the good Marine girl, and she was over.
But here's the problem: like, you have people that don't get enough action on television. So here they are, where they're off for a few weeks, and they come back to do stuff, and they're rusty. Also, on top of it, so they don't have the practice and the skill level of the people that are working every week.
They're not rusty because they're working all the house shows.
Well, that doesn't mean that they're all getting as much time as they should be.
The house shows, they get twice as much time in matches.
But there's a lot of people on the roster.
But they're also not doing, like, a lot. I mean, sometimes they do promos. But you know what I mean? Like, I get what she's saying. Yeah, where it's like, sometimes they come back and it's not like, you know.
Well, that's why you build it up. You essentially have to repackage.
Exactly.
And I'm not talking about her wrestling technique. I'm talking about her promos.
Yeah.
Right. I am too.
I think they're growing. I mean, I feel like I feel like Mandy and Sonya are going to Raw. Well, no, maybe the Iconics because they're a tag team, a real tag team.
Well, I think Mandy and Sonya are going to get broken up. I think one's going to Raw, one's going to SmackDown.
What will Divas do?
Well, Sonya's the one that's on it. Mandy's not.
No, I mean, like, so I think in general, because if everybody's on different promotions, their storylines, they can't, like, be cohesive.
This is going to be the big story for next season's Total Divas.
But also, like, when you really look at the roster, though, Sarah Logan's staying on Raw. Her husband's on Raw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so, that's true. Mickie James is doing commentary, so who knows what she's doing.
She is?
Yeah, she does it for main event.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, because she's, like, hurt. I think she's hurt.
Yeah, she's been hurt.
Yeah. I mean, Dana Brooke, who knows? Out of all, like, this list I have has Alicia Fox on it as well. So,
yeah.
I thought she was a legend, but... Ember Moon apparently got hurt. She's out.
She's out a little bit?
She may be out for almost a year.
Is it really that long?
Yeah, it may be in like Achilles.
Jeez.
But yeah, I mean, Naomi. But
wherever the Usos go, she'll go.
Yeah.
But we don't know where the Usos are going.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot up in the air, and I don't understand why there's so many good people that are on these shows.
Yeah. Like, why does Luke Harper not have a home?
Yeah.
Why does Cesaro not have a home?
Because he's not the flavor of the week.
No.
But and I don't just mean to me.
No, I'm talking about to them. No, exactly,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you're right.
He was just in the feud with their biggest main event star. But to them, they're like, who cares?
It's like they're dropping there all the storylines.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we never got the payoff of Daniel Bryan and Rowan.
Yeah.
Because Bryan's on SmackDown, Rowan's on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
I just really don't know.
I just thought I felt when they did it a couple years ago, it felt... I guess it's hard because we didn't know, nobody was on a show. So now when you see it, you're like, well, we got a lot of the same people we just had. And then we lost some good people. So now it feels like, oh, we got ripped off. Like, I get we have the star power of, like, Lesnar, Reigns...
Bryan.
Yeah. Like, okay. And then also we got Strowman. Like, we have, like, now... SmackDown turned into the big guy show.
Well, one more quick question, and then we'll jump into wrestling rap. Mm-hmm. So, from who we have, who do you think is going to be the sleeper? as far as who is not necessarily a main event guy or girl that you think now with these adjustments is going to make that push up?
I mean, I still think you got to go with Ali. And I think they really got to start using Nakamura and Sami Zayn. I think a Nakamura and Daniel Bryan feud? Hell yeah.
Sure.
I'm up for that. Like, because if Daniel Bryan's a face now, we just don't even really know if he is.
Well, we also got The Fiend, so I think we'll have to see what happens with him.
Yeah.
And definitely Ali, because he deserves it. And if he doesn't get what he deserves, then man, oh man, you guys are making a mistake.
I think it's now or never for Apollo Crews.
Yes, for sure.
It's now or never. Yep. They got to do something with him. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's turn him heel, make him wear something new. I don't care.
Yeah.
He's way too talented to not be used. Mm-hmm. And now you're opening it up because he's like the one strong guy, like you were saying, a lot of big guys, but he's definitely the most athletic of those big guys.
Yeah.
So they need to find a way to use him. Mm.
And then we have, I feel like either you repackaged Lacey to be a good guy, mm-hmm. her first, but see, then you're like, who does she go against? Because there's not that many people. You're like, does she go against Sasha? But well, Sasha's just come back in his role. If you look at it,
as far as the people that have been drafted, it's 7-7 with the women. There are 7 on Raw, 7 on SmackDown.
And how many people do they have in NXT? They have like a million
got a lot in NXT.
Women wrestlers down there. Like, why aren't they bringing some of those people up?
Or I mean, or eventually Ronda just shows up on SmackDown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I really thought she was going to be the surprise. Like
the last pick.
We had no surprise pick on both shows, both nights. Like, the last pick was not a surprise of one.
Liv Morgan was the final pick.
Yeah. Which I guess it was kind of a surprise. You were like, oh, that's out of nowhere. But even on Raw, it was. Oh, and then also, sorry, we have to go into this. They put out the list of exactly the order of what they're getting drafted in.
Where?
On Friday. The list that they put out, that's why I was tweeting out on Friday. I was like, here's this round. It literally was the list of how they were drafting people on Friday night.
On WWE.com?
Yes. And then they switched it up and then changed it and put them in alphabetical order. Someone there messed up big time because even they started on Raw the same way. It was Rollins, Lesnar, whoever else was on.
Charlotte.
Yeah, that's how the list was on on the thing. I couldn't find it because I X'd out of the page the other day. But right, that's crazy, though.
That is.
Like, someone there went like, hey, here's all the draft picks, but make sure you put them in alphabetical order, and no one changed them, and then they just kept going with it the whole time.
So does that just show this is the order of importance, or?
No. I mean, well, it shows someone there messed up of, like, they basically gave everyone the list of the draft picks.
Beforehand.
Before, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
And no one knew until they started. Once the first round was done, you, like, looked at the list, and you're like, wait, the first 5 people they picked are the first 5 people on this list. And then round 2 was the same, and it just kept going down.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we can definitely talk more into that. We're running out of time, so we gotta hop quickly into some wrestling rap here. Okay.
Yes, we do.
All right, Gabby, you got the news desk and everything.
Yes, it's my official news desk. Thank you. Hope you guys like it. So, wrestling rap this week, we have a few things to talk about now. So, we have found out that Eric Bischoff is done with WWE. He was recently brought on this year to work on creative and running the SmackDown live show. And he even moved in July to Stamford, Connecticut. He up and moved his life for this job. And all of a sudden, he's released. Now, I know everybody's kind of like wondering what's going on. Well, according to Ringside News, apparently people at WWE were not too happy with him. It seemed like he was leaving shows early. It was actually reported during the Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez that WWE apparently said that he never tried to learn who the superstars were. He wasn't up to date with the current roster and the storylines. So I could see how that could pose an issue. There's a lot of controversy when you're dealing with wrestling fans because it's like, what do you mean you don't know the storylines and you have this job? So there's a lot of backlash for it. So I think people just thought he was being lazy, wasn't showing up to do his job. Where is he? He's disappeared. He left the show early. And on top of that, did not get the chance to really dive into what WWE was doing and who they were working with. So that's that. And you guys, let us know what you think while you're listening to this. Send a comment. Put a like, thumbs up, whatever. So next up, Cain Velasquez, big deal. We need to talk about this. We kind of mentioned it throughout the show. We have a lot of UFC people joining in. I think Ronda Rousey definitely paved the way for these guys. Tyson Fury as well. But he just signed a multi-year deal with WWE, and he will be facing Brock Lesnar in Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel. Now, it's going to be the start of a major career for him, so we'll have to see how long he plans to stay in the game, if he'll be there weekly. But it looks like this was pretty much a lifelong dream for him. He's been a fan of WWE since he was a kid, and he took himself off the UFC's United States Anti-Doping Agency drug testing pool and the UFC heavyweight rankings. So it is definitely official, as we all know. So let us know what you guys think about that. Next up, Shotzi Blackheart signed with WWE. So this is a new signee. This is very interesting because she was just on Evolve on Friday, I guess, recently. Same day as SmackDown. But yeah, she was congratulated by NXT General Manager William Regal, and she had a victory over Aja Pereira, who we actually just interviewed on Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, TK, myself, and Emily, so check that out. But so interesting, so she'll be now signed to developmental and working with that. It's not really developmental anymore, it's pretty much on USA Network. I don't know if you can consider that developmental anymore. It's like phase two.
Yeah.
And then really quickly, just want to say that Mike Kanellis, we had talked about it earlier in the year, requesting his release from WWE. Then he re-signed in the summer, early summer. But it looks like he's having doubts again. And he publicly posted to Twitter a release request. Very lengthy. It's a few paragraphs long. And he's pretty much saying that, you know, it's more about like, what he's showing to his daughter, being a role model, working every week, performing in different places, working internationally for different audiences, whether it's Japan, you know, different parts of the world, Mexico even. And he wants to be that role model for his daughter, and he's just getting really frustrated, and he seems to be taking it home with him, and it's affecting his family life.
Right.
So he's realizing this is a major problem, and he doesn't want this to be the way it is. And almost like in the same way I feel like Dean Ambrose was when he was leaving. Like, he was just not happy. Granted, I mean, his family was Renee. It's not like they have kids, but, you know, at the end of the day, it transfers to a lot of areas of your life if you're not happy with your work.
Yeah.
And that's their life. That's what they do. So read that on Twitter. It's up, or just any news site that's reporting it. And then the last thing that I wanted to talk about is Kevin Owens, of course.
Oh, really? What? I had no idea.
Yes. Kevin Owens, we have to talk about him when there's something to talk about. So, of course, I am very sad, and I send condolences out to everybody who is upset about this draft to Raw. But on top of that, he's also really upset with the draft decision. He actually put out a statement on Twitter, and he said, last night, and so this was on Saturday, the WWE digital team asked me for my thoughts after I was drafted to Raw. I gave them a very honest, heartfelt answer. They decided not to post the footage because I appeared to be angry. I was angry. I still am. Round three, dot, dot, dot. Looks like I still have lots to prove.
Well, there you go. Well, maybe somehow we'll have another trade and Kevin Owens comes back to SmackDown after all. We can only hope.
Yeah.
But I want to know from our viewers and listeners who they really feel is going to be the SmackDown sleeper. I think that's a good question that you can mention. Obviously, give us your comments on what you think of all those news stories. Mm-hmm. But on YouTube or on iTunes, let us know. And, of course, talk to us on various forms of social media. Tom, in the corner.
Yeah, in the corner now.
In the corner. How can we reach out to you?
I'm going to change my Twitter handle.
No, you're always Tom the Com.
You guys can reach out to me at Tom the Com on Twitter and Instagram. Follow my Etsy store at Connolly Central. And I will say, maybe we can talk about it more last week. I think they signed Bischoff just so he wouldn't sign with AEW.
Probably.
And now that it's started, hey, see you later.
Well, at this point, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. Gabby. You guys can find me at Gabby Loren TV. That's GABBYLOREN TV. This Thursday, I'll be on Shein doing another broadcast with discounts. And also, I want to make a huge announcement right now. You guys, I am going to be at Bound for Glory with Impact Wrestling in Chicago. And on top of that, I will also be in Canada the week after shooting. So, two more major events for you guys coming soon.
Boom. Gabby taking over the wrestling world.
Yeah.
Yes. I was holding it in for a little bit. Wanted to, like, give the official release here at AfterBuzz TV.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Tariff. But doesn't mean my Pro Wrestling Tees store is gone. You can still go there at prowrestlingtees.com/Christian Rosenberg. I still play that gimmick at wrestling shows. And for all their other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Gabby Loren and Tom Connolly, I'm Josh Terrafin. We will see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.